Translation. Duty or dharma executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord.
Dharma is expressed as faith. So, faith means change. But actually, what is meant by dharma, that is constitutional position, activity in one's constitutional position. This has been explained by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jive Swarupa Nitya Krishna. Real dharma, constitutional position of living entity is to serve Krishna. That is real dharma. Krishna also confirmed the Bhagavad Gita.
To satisfy the senses, body,
That is self-interest. Somebody thinking to satisfy the mind, things of the mind. That is self-interest. Somebody thinking liberation of itself. Moksha. That is also not self-interest. But when one thinks in terms of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is real help. So now we remove that as a thing to be small. People do not know.
That is their concept. What is it?
That as a thing to be small. Human self-interest is to become Vaishnava, servitor of Vishnu. Vishnu has to be with us, it is Vaishnava. That is your self-interest. Why people do not become Vaishnava? Generally, they worship various demigods. Devotee of Lord Shiva, devotee of Boris, Ali, Gupta.
What is that?
So many. But they have been condemned by Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna himself. Kaman Krishna Hito Jnana, Jayanti Arna Devata. Hito Jnana. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives his command. Vishwajnana Nashtabhutaya. One who has lost his intelligence, they are inclined to worship other devotees. Kamasastra Vishwajnana. Because they do not know what is his self-interest. He thinks that his self-interest is to give comfort to his body, the senses, self-gratification. That is his misguided self-interest. Durasayagi vahiratthamāle. Vahiratthamāle. Vahiratthamā means external energy. This body, gross body and the subtle body, they are made of the external energy. Humi-yapa-anana-vāya, sama-manā-buddhi. So, people having no information of the spirit soul, they are interested in body and mind, and they have created some concocted religious system for benefit of the body and mind. So the varnasram dharma, beginning, dharma begins from the varnasram dharma, which is now going on in the name of Hindu religion. Actually, there is no such word, Hindu, in the Vedic literature. It is a constructed word given by the Maharaj. Real basic system of religion is varna and ashram. Four varnas. Brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. And four ashrams. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. One has to execute the Brahmin must execute his system of life, sattva, sama, dama, siddhikha, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, asyastam, brahma, dharma, sabah. The Brahmin must execute all these principles of life Similarly, Kshatriya, he should be very brave, not to worry, from fighting. He must have a ruling capacity. He must be charitable. In this way, Kshatriya must be secure. He system of life. Similarly, Vaishnava, he must not be secure. He system of life. You see, Guru Sramanija, Vaishnava must have happened. And if I can, how protect? Nowadays, I have married a Kshatriya and Vaishnava practically, everything is lost. Nobody is executing his occupational duty. Simply, Shudra, without any knowledge, without any enlightenment, try to get some money and fill up your belly and go on. This is Shudra Dharma Sabhas. Therefore, Shastra says, Kalo Shudra Dharma Sabhas. Practically, 99.9% population are shudras, because they are ignorant, they are forgotten. What is the beauty of Brahmin? What is the beauty of a Kshatriya? What is the beauty of a Vaishnava? Maybe some Vaishnavas are there and shudras are there. So, even one executes his sadhana. But if he does not develop his Krishna consciousness, then somebody will be develop. This is also simply spoiling the life. On the other hand, Narada Muni gives his opinion, Tatra-tadan-manjana-mujam-pari. If one gives her his occupational duty and takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, Charanamujam Hare, then even he is not mature and falls down from the devotional family on account of so many reasons. You see, he is not a loser. A person who is executing his occupational duty is very nice, but he has no Krishna consciousness, no idea of Krishna consciousness. He doesn't get anything. He's a loser. Sitting in his own position as a blind instructor of Vaishnava and Sutra, he is executing his duties very nicely, but has not developed Krishna consciousness, then it is still understood that he has lost him. This is the mind of Sutra. So Dharma Sthana Sita Pramishan Vishnu Sena Pramishan. No father, everything is. This healing process is very, very important. But people are not interested in hearing. They are simply busy in some other duty. One was not interested in hearing, he used to call him the Dandavat class. Dandavat class of man. That means simply not have to make Dandavat. Anyone who will come to him, you see whether he is Dandavat class or hearing class. But by offering Dandava, if one does not develop the interest of hearing Samana, that he's not making very much progress. As you know, because I was little interested in hearing my Guru Maharaj, he accepted me as a discharge. He is Marty, this boy. His interested in hearing, does not go out. Actually, I could not understand what he was feeling in the hearing. But he still had very much interest in hearing out of curiosity or something. So hearing is very important. No father is the leader thing. Mr. Kingdom, Bhakha. This is accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was talking with Sri Ramananda Raj on various subject matter, Sri Ramananda Raj began from the Varnar Sankham. What is the aim of human life? How a human being executes his religious principles, Sattva-dharma. So, Ramananda Raya began from the Varnashrama. Actually, unless the human society comes to the category of Varnashrama dharma, he is not a human being. He is still in India because they are still inclined to the system of Varnashrama. There are so many benefits for India. I have traveled all over the world so many times. Because there is no Varnashrama dharma, how lose they are. That has been experimented, I have seen. Actually, unless one comes to the standard of Varnashrama dharma, he is not considered to be a human being. Therefore, the Vedic civilization begins from the Varnashrama. And in Vishnu Purana it is said, Varnashrama Charvata Pujena Paratuma Vishnu Arasati. Because the ultimate goal is to approach Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Arasade, Sumsha, Nanda Tattvudhana. So, this Varnashrama dharma was proposed by Ramananda Raj, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yo Bhajya Arika. This is not feasible. Better, if you know something better than this, you propose. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that in Kali Yuga, practically the Varnashrama dharma will never be observed, or it will be very difficult to observe. So people by simply observing the Varnashrama dharma will not be able to make very much progress in due understanding. Stereotype. In this way, gradually, Sri Ramananda Raya presented so many proposals for not some fear. Jnana, Mishra, Bhakti, so many ways, and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected all of them. Yom Bhajra Arikam. But when Ramananda Raya played one person, which was spoken by Lord Brahma,
Jivanti-sanam-kirtanam-upadiyavāsa-sāne-sita-sutita-nāna-sanumāna-nobhi.
নায়কও আদি তো গীতা পঠি তৈল You may be Brahma, you may be Shudra, you may be Indian, you may be doctor, you may be fool, you may be rational, whatever. It doesn't matter. Don't be disturbed. Don't try to change your position. But, Jnana Priyatam Mudupaka, no one prays. Don't try to stay too late. God is like this, God is like that. Give up his hand. Try to hear about the Supreme from the realized source. This is the cause. Sarva Kritam. Not from his heaven. Actually realized. From him, if you hear me and a humble, without speculating mention, then by this process only, one can realize the Supreme Law. Very easy. Supreme Law is called for Jesus. Nobody can contact him. But if one adopts this process, yes, from the realized soul, in an attitude of humbleness, then he can conquer the Jesus. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately accepted this process, you have a fall. This is not it. Therefore, our Chaitanya moment is to give chance to the people in general hearing about this question. Hearing Hare Krishna Mantra, or hearing Bhagavad Gita, or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Anything you ask, hear about Krishna. Try to hear about Krishna. In me, a humble attitude, then gradually, everything will be healed. By simply circling that, you cannot understand what is Krishna, what is his name, what is his form, what is his quality, what is his pattern. We cannot. By these blind senses, we cannot understand what is Krishna. But if you engage yourself in transcendental loving service, believe it with its tongue. So hearing by the ear and chanting by the tongue is the supreme method recommended by all authorities. This is Sravanam Kirtanam. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Parvati Vanam, Acharam Vandanam Dasyam Satyam Mahatma. So we must be inquisitive. We must be eager. That eagerness should be allowed. where Krishna Baba is being dropped. Let me go there. Let me hear. And this is now I will find there are many places they're hearing about Krishna. So I said now on anywhere else, whether that Krishna is heard, that is enough. Not that the number is limited with a dozen beings. And if you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, you can create Vrindavan anywhere, any part of you. Not that you are about to come here. You come here, that's alright, because it is standing Vrindavan, and Krishna comes here, and when he comes from this planet, he comes here, there are so many devotees. Certainly, there is meaning. The importance of this town. But still, if it is not possible to come here, you can create Vrindavan anywhere, provided you are a pure devotee and you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra without a doubt. This time we have got our new Vrindavan. This year we have seen practically how this American boy and girl, American thousands, always were remaining not just a practicing address, and for 1 week continually, Indian Maskini, we observed the Maskini festival. Actually, it was as good as it is now. Because the chanting of the holy name was going on, and hearing about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam was going on, there were Tulsi, friends, devotees, Vividraha, everything was there. So actually it was replica of Sri Vrindavan. So, therefore, the most important thing is to make advance in devotional service to increase the appetite for fear. Destruction of a thousand, no father is a thing. Means attraction to a thousand that makes it. So, this is the case. Anyone who is supposed to be advancing in devotional service, Bhakti Yoga, basically, how much he has awakened his intense desire for hearing about Krishna. That is it.
There are different occupational activities in terms of man's different conceptions of life. For the gross materialist, who cannot see anything beyond the gross material body, there is nothing beyond the senses. Therefore, his occupational activities are limited to concentrated and extended selfishness. Concentrated selfishness centers around the personal body. This is generally seen amongst the lower animals. Extended selfishness is manifested in human society and centers around the family, society, community, nation, and world with a view to gross bodily comfort.
This is the important part. People are very much interested in welfare activities for the human society. So they think that by feeding poor man or giving clothes or opening hospitals, schools, colleges, these things very bad. But if you lose the hearing about Krishna, that is there. But these welfare activities are external consciousness. This much we learn from our Guru. Extended consciousness. That's why I love myself for my self gratification. And then I extend it to my son. I am gratifying myself as of my wife. And to get my son another one. The principle is the same. Then my grandkids. Then my great grandkids. Not only limited with the family, then society, then community, then nationality, then international. That is, they are all extending consistent. Without knowing what is the real consistency. Therefore, we find so many faults in such welfare activities. They are opening hospitals for the human being. Vrindavan Seva. But the poor, goats and cows, Vrindavan, there are Vrindavan, another is Vrindavan. For one Vrindavan, another Vrindavan is Vrindavan. So that kind of philosophy is not accepted in the Srimad Bhagavatam as very advanced of many possibilities. How the nation, individually or collectively, has advanced in Krishna consciousness. It is very difficult to understand this. But the fact is this. Bhagavad says that you cannot rectify the destiny of another man. Cannot work. Balasamiha Salam Sudadoga Sindhu. It's not that because one has got good friends, therefore he will be happy. No, not necessarily. Balasamiha Salam Sudadoga Sindhu. So similarly, it is not that a diseased person because he is being treated by a first-class physician and is being supplied first-class medicine, therefore will be cured. No, there is no such guarantee. Because he is, the supreme authority does not sanction. Someone man is diseased, he is going to die or suffering. So, it really is a friend that's trying to save him. The Shastra says that you cannot save him simply by giving him first-class medicine or first-class medication. The Vedan also cannot guarantee. So ask any qualified doctor that this man is being treated by you, can you guarantee that he will be cured? There is no guarantee. We are trying our best. Therefore, we should know the ultimate content depends on Krishna. I have had a practical experience, because I was dealing in medicine, so the attending physician of my pharmacy, he came back from a call and told me that I saw one patient lying in a very serious condition, suffering from pneumonia. So according to our science, he could not leave. I do not know how he did. There are so many cases. I was dealing with a medical man, one big medical man in Gaya. He told me that, Mr. Day, that we give very first-class medicine to a patient. To my best knowledge, he died. And I try one small medicine, and he said, that is my practical experience. He has more than that. So actually, unless one is saved by the supreme authority, there is no question of saving him by so many philanthropy. Actual saving him is Krishna consciousness mode. Because if one is raised to his Krishna consciousness, the whole problem of his life will be solved. That is real measurement. Other things you cannot change if one is destined to suffer by some heresy. You cannot suffer. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Prasthaiva Heva Pradateva Kovita Narab Bhateja Dhamadhanapati. You simply try to hold everything your system of fatness which are impossible in our living conditions. Either going to the heaven planet or going to the hell planet or becoming Brahma or ants do not try for all these things. Simply try for having your Krishna consciousness. And why so many people are trying for happiness? The answer is, Kalla Bhati Dukha Vadan Natar Sukham Kale Natar Bhattar Gavir Namastha. Nobody is trying for this comes. Similarly, even if you do not try for your happiness, it will retain happiness itself. But if you get to the support of happiness, it is simply happiness, there is no more difference. If we become fairly situated in the support of happiness, then it is simply happiness, as Prabhupada Saraswati has explained, become Purnam Sukhaya. There is no problem for anybody. This not for everyone. It's perfect with the problems of this world. But for a devotee, this comes full of the heart. Thank you. You are family man, so he surrendered everything. His body, his mind, his family, his children, everything under Krishna. Manasa deva deva yo Krishna moram hot vinu tuva pare nanda Krishna. Manavi rāpa vi jai bhaswa. It is a nice song. So, you cannot take charge of your family, society, your community, your country. No. So it is Kriyamana, going to Manasa. Everything is going on under the influence of different modes of material nature. It's like in our country, when Gandhi was living, he got harassed. And still he was thinking he has to do something. And he did not separate from politics. He was an old man, he should have retired. But he did not, unless he was killed by somebody. This is the attachment for material things. All these leaders, they think without me, the country will go to hell. But so many leaders came and gone, the country is going.
Still to hell.
Therefore, in Bengal it is said, Raja Mule Rajdhasa. Because the king has died, therefore kingdom is gone. That is not the truth. It is a real one. Why do you want? That is not it. Krishna is taking care. You just engage yourself in the service of Krishna.